take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
First time, we've got to get to know each other. And then, like all the previous hosts, I want to try to educate you and teach you to become a budding building scientist.
Okay, please do, because I'm here I'm here to learn for real. So
that's
any
good.
Kind of information you have, and I've already looked over a few things, and I definitely will have questions.
Well, so if you live in the indoors in the Gulf Coast area, in our climate, the indoor environment is kind of where we specialize, and it's important that you understand what's going on with your indoor and outdoor climate. And so, I've been using this platform for a long time to try and teach people, educate people. By the way, I'm Todd St. Orr's. I'm the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care, and I've been doing this about 27 years. Finally starting to get it figured out a little bit.
I'm sure you've had a handle on it for that
so,
long.
So, just one of the things that we do, we started out many, many years ago as just a duct cleaning company. And we have evolved, and we have kind of moved into a whole lot more than just duct cleaning. We still do a lot of HVAC. We call it remediation or mechanical hygiene type stuff. So because the air conditioning system, it runs in the background. A lot of people take it for granted. But really, if it's got a problem, then, issues start showing up. And, I take calls all the time with people with allergies and sinus issues and temperature issues and comfort issues in the indoor environments in the Gulf Coast here. And a lot of it is because we have such a humid climate.
Okay. That's really – for me, I'm a northerner. So I tend to like things a little bit drier.
Right. Well, you're
cooler,
used to that probably.
But I've adjusted in the several years I've lived here. But the moisture always concerns me. It always concerns me. I mean, I have a dehumidifier. I just notice in different areas of the house. I don't know if it's the way that it sits. And so I am always like, okay, obviously I'm a Googler, so I go, I'm like, what do you do for
good.
This? You know? So I'm glad that I now have a professional on my team to help me.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So if you are a Googler, you can Google Gulf Coast Air Care, and it'll leave you to our website, which is gulfcoastaircare.com. Obviously our phone number, we're over in Gulf Breeze. We're doing this crazy drive around the bridge detour thing. The traffic wasn't too bad coming this direction today. When I have to go back to Gulf Breeze, it was backed up clear past the toll booth. So here I'm doing traffic on the fives now all of a sudden.
There you go. We're there for you.
But so we're driving around doing that. But we are licensed in Florida and Alabama as HVAC contractors. And we're kind of specialty guys in the fact that for years we've been going into houses that are not right from a comfort, energy, or health standpoint. And we make those corrections so that, the outcome for that customer in that indoor environment, be it light commercial, be it a residential, and when we've done institutional work, we've done work for, the county, the governments, some of the schools, the colleges, just all kinds of different things. But one of the things that we focus on is, just trying to get the information from the customer about what's going on in the indoor environment, and then relate that to is there a problem, is this something you shouldn't do? And one of the things that we find it's a huge impact on good and bad is humidity. And you said you have a dehumidifier at your house, so can I ask you, do you live in a single family home? Is that how you're set up?
Yes, we're in a single family two-story home.
I got you.
So
do you have two air conditioners then, one upstairs, one down?
you know what? I don't believe so. It's just one.
Just that one and thermostat upstairs or downstairs?
Yeah, it's actually on the staircase, to tell you
I got
the truth.
All right, all right.
It's a newer home, which is why we went for it. But of course, you know, we were in an older home for a really long time. Actually, it was built, I believe, around 1938. And they updated it. I'm not saying, you know, because there was no AC in 1938. But they updated the air conditioning. They gutted the house, and we moved in years later. But I noticed after time, and I, you know, had brought it up before, there's something not right about, and it was like a smell. And I remember saying something. We just have to have somebody come in, take a look. Everybody, I didn't want to just do what I saw on Google because I don't want to mess anything up.
Right,
too.
Right.
So you want a professional coming in, asking questions, seeing, okay. I mean, I've heard nightmare stories too when we were looking to buy a house.
Right.
Real estate agents telling us people had issues from mold and things like that because it was just sitting in their air ducts. And so you definitely want a professional coming in on your team to help you.
And, you know, that's one of the things, that mold is a huge issue down here. And then, you know, we find a lot of older home stock, you know, stuff that was built in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and then the 60s and 70s, we started going to central air. And so I have with me today, he's not in the studio, but I want to do a shout out to Kevin. He's waiting for me outside. He is such a great helper for me when we have to do inspections on older homes, because Kevin is amazing. He can get into those spaces and we can do inspections and kind of do evaluations on what's really going on. Because when you have a house built in 1938, probably no insulation in the walls. There was, it wasn't designed around the idea that we have to keep a comfortable, cool, conditioned environment. And so sometimes those houses are a challenge. When we get calls from people in East Hill and North Hill, we kind of can see, like, you know, okay, there's something that's been retrofit that's not right. And, you know, and my analogy that I always use is like water in a bucket. So every house has a little bit of mold, spores, or whatever. That's condition one, and that's water in the bucket. The problem is when the water overflows out of the bucket, then people have allergies, they have sensitivity, they have comfort issues. You know, it's not healthy. And so our idea of getting the water out of the bucket and getting the bucket back to manageable, that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. We'll come out and do inspections, diagnostic testing, evaluation. I mean, you're talking to somebody who has been in the business for 27 years in this climate doing things. My dad was a builder, and I know that he's a late sleeper, so he is not listening on the internet
That's
this morning.
Okay.
In case my sisters are listening, because they're with my dad. It was his birthday yesterday,
Groundhog
there. So, but a shout out to them. They're up in Illinois, actually, but they know when I do the show, so they may be listening this morning. Shout out. And I talked to him. He said he saw his shadow yesterday, so we're in for six more weeks of winter.
Okay. Well, so that's good.
Yeah.
So we have two groundhogs that confirmed that.
Yeah.
That's, bundle up, people.
And, you know, one of the things that really drives a lot of the things that we do, Jenna, is the weather. You know, because the right now, this cool, dry weather, the humidity's not really a problem. The temperature's not really, I mean, it's just beautiful out this morning. Clear skies, sunshine.
Yeah.
And that is a perfect time between now and probably the end of March, middle of April. If you think there's any issue that you have that's out of sight, and when I say out of sight, it's in the attic or under the house, now is a time to call Gulf Coast Air Care and get an idea of what might need to be done, because the attic work that we have to do in July or August, June maybe, it's going to cost you a lot more. I mean, it's over 100 degrees in those spaces, and we charge a heat surcharge for that work. So call us now at Gulf Coast Air Care. Our number is 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze, but we'll make that trek around the bridge situation. We will be happy to help you out. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we just are really here to help educate you, give you second opinions, or maybe you haven't even had a first opinion. I had a guy the other day, he goes, man, I need a bath, and I had no idea who to call. And he said, my neighbor that I play golf with was saying that you put in a bath fan for him. And so we went out. Yeah, he had like this moldy bathroom that they were using, and there was no bath fan in it. It was an older home. We put a bath fan in probably about a month ago, and he said, it's amazing
the difference.
You know, even in the middle of winter, you know, because you find those humidity issues, and you know, and you've addressed yours with a whole a dehumidifier. You have a portable, right, that you move around. Do you have to empty that bucket all the time and all that?
Yeah, almost daily, even in the wintertime.
Right.
It's we run it different times of days, time of the day, but it's important to me just from my husband has allergies, you know, I have different issues. So I'm like, you know what, I just want to run it in different areas where I just notice it gets a little bit more musty.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Well, and I've had a couple of times where, and this is relative to this time of year, because we get this favorable weather where we go from heat and then we're off for a couple of days and then it warms up and we turn air conditioners on. So the evaporator coil inside the unit is dry during heat and then it's dry while it's off. And then when you turn the air on, it gets wet. So, and we're doing this cycle. Sometimes you'll see this all in the same day. Use heat in the morning, turn it off midday, and then in the afternoon it warms up, we turn the air on. So that coil gets wet, and then you'll get some of that musty, that kind of stinky odor. Every time you wet and dry that coil, it's kind of, it's like a wet dog coming in the house, stinky old gym bag. You open it, close it, like, man.
No.
And so, you know, there's a biofilm that will get on that coil. And when you activate it by going from wet to dry, you just get that stinky, musty odor. Those are moisture-driven issues, and those odors are from the, you know, from that musty, that wet that's coming and going.
And you don't want to ignore that. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we're hanging out with Todd St. Orr's from It's Gulf Coast Air Care, and you can check them out online, gulfcoastaircare.com, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And I love that you said you also service Alabama, lower Alabama area.
Right, yeah. Baldwin County is a place where, you know, I don't know how far this radio or this message will reach, but we take calls from, you know, the Eastern Shore and Baldwin County, Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. We're all living in the same climate, so we all have the same issues.
Yes.
And so we go over there on a, you know, fairly regular basis.
Yeah, and I love that too. And if you maybe work, a lot of people work in Pensacola area or go back and forth, and they can recommend y'all to come down and take a look. And, you know, I know some people are still struggling from the aftermath and after effects of Hurricane Sally. So maybe there's some moisture that you've just noticed since September that's been building up. You don't want to ignore that until the summer, like you said.
Absolutely. And it, you know, it's been a long process getting back from Hurricane Sally. You know, when Ivan hit, our insurance was done one way, and then after that huge loss, and Katrina was another one that impacted all the insurance companies, everybody's insured a little differently. So when you have an insurance loss, it's taken a lot longer. And the duct cleaning, the HVAC renovation, remediation, all that, it typically happens, Jenna, at the end of the construction cycle when you're doing a remodel or renovation or remediation process. So we're finding now that I don't remember in the last few years how our schedule has been this busy in January and February, even in December. I mean, we've been out 2 and 3 weeks out on our schedule. And a lot of that is Sally hurricane work that's coming to the end. People finally starting to get back to, there was a huge push in December for everybody to get back into their homes.
Yeah.
And so we stayed busy all the way through Christmas, and it's just rolled on over into January and February. So, you know, there's a lot of that work that's still going on out there. Be patient. It'll get there. But I know it's taken longer than in the past where we've had, you know, different storms, different disaster type scenarios that we've responded or gotten back on our feet quicker. And, you know, the pandemic is not helping either.
It's not.
You know, that's one
correct.
Of the things that, you know, we're masked up. I keep, you know, my guys are in contact with everybody, but, you know, we kind of do some contract tracing. We've got hand sanitizers, and it's really important for us to be able to help you and then have you be comfortable because we're out, you know, we're essential workers. You know, we're in that phase of people that are essential workers. And so we're out there doing our jobs. You know, I've had everybody in the company tested multiple times, you know, and it's just one of the things that we have to deal with as this pandemic continues to, you know, just impact all of our lives in ways that, you know, it seems like every week or every month it's like, what?
I know.
Now what?
We're adjusting to
like,
it, or pivoting, or whatever you say. So, for me, I just adjust, like, what's happening today? But I love that you guys are, well, and you're in the business of helping people figure out the root of their problem and then be able to not just treat it, but take care of it, right, and help prevent it from future happenings. And so we want your health to be protected overall. And if you do have mold in your house and you're seeing your breathing is different, we don't want that to be perpetuated or you'd be higher risk for COVID. I mean, you know, we want to, you guys are taking care of it. So taking those extra steps and precautions, it's worth the wait, especially when you're getting high quality care.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we kind of differentiate or we make a point is if there's simple things that you can do, we want to share those with you and have you be able to control the things that you don't need a professional for. Like, for instance, air filters. And as our relationship goes on here, as we talk more and more, I will teach you about air filters like I teach everybody. But I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one.
So,
You know, and a good air filter is an easy thing that a homeowner or business owner, or whatever, you can take care of that on your own. If you have a challenging air filtration scenario, that's something we've been doing for years and years and years. So call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. There's information about that special AirSafe air filter that we use. That's on our website at gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we're just happy to help you understand, you know, what you need to do with the air filter, what you need to look at on a monthly basis, like putting vinegar down through your drain line, or, you know, monitoring your humidity, what your humidity should be, you know, the simple things that, you know, easier to use thermostats is a huge one that, you know, I mean, you don't need somebody as a professional, as opposed to diagnostic and blower door testing and duct leakage testing, and then all the repairs and a prioritized list of how to get your house back in order if it's not, if it's not comfortable, if it's not healthy, or it's not energy efficient. And so at Gulf Coast Air Care, we can help you with all those things. We do a monthly newsletter. I brought you a copy of the newsletter. And I've been doing the newsletter for, I think we're on volume 9, right? So 9 years.
Yes, volume 9.
And it's a thing that we produce that we put out there. There's information about, you know, kind of the maybe building science. But I also do a column where I just, you know, put out my thoughts and tell what I'm doing. You know, I'm a big music guy. The name of the newsletter is Air Notes. And so we haven't had any live music at the Vinyl or any festivals or anything for almost a year. And so, and I'm twitching and jonesing, you know, so I'll watch, we've been binge watching TV like everybody.
Right.
And so now I watch TV and commercials and movies with Shazam. I hear like one good song on a movie. I Shazam that, and I was like, oh, I found some new music. This sounds really good. So Gary Clark Jr. is my latest guy that I've been listening to. He's a hard blues player out of the Austin area, and he's really good.
I love some blues. We've all had
some of the blues here in the last month or year or so. So anyways,
but music cheers you up. And I love that you guys do a newsletter. And can you get this newsletter on your website as well?
We do an e-version of that where we can email it to you, we produce several thousand of those every month and we mail them out to people. So if you'd like to get on our newsletter to get the special offer every month and just get some information, the funny bones in there, I always do a quote and, you know, tell you what's going on this month. You know, it's love month this month. So there's information about February in there. And there's some information about Gulf Coast Air Care, but it's not all about, you know, like hardcore building science. I do an article about, you know, things you should think about for the season. But if you want to be on the newsletter, if you want to get it either electronically or we'll mail it to you, 850-934-2768. Call Vanessa at the shop and she will take your information. If you have a question or concern or something, if you need to talk, I'm totally accessible all the time. You can text me, email me, talk to me on the phone, set an appointment, and we're happy to help you figure out what you've got going on the indoor environment. If the house is not healthy, if the building environment is not comfortable, or if you've got these outrageous energy bills, and you know, some of the cold weather that we've had recently, you know, I've had a couple people commenting about, you know, it's typically an electric heat pump, and you know, the gas furnace is really efficient, but you don't need it. I mean, our our weather is not like the winter here and the winter in New Jersey are way different, aren't they?
Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was up there recently over Christmas, and it rained and snowed back-to-back two different days in the same week.
The nor'easters.
So Dad's driveway had like an inch and a half of ice on it. I was like, how do these people function up here?
I don't know how they do it.
So, yeah, it's not fun. So, you know, this brutal Florida winter that we're surviving down here is, you know, it's good. But I've had some people talking to me about, God, my power bill was outrageous, you know. And it's like, yeah, well. And
I've noticed that lately. That's kind of a trending topic.
The electric heat strip, yeah.
Okay.
Is, and, you know, you get a few cold days strung together, and you're heating your house with electricity. You know, the heat pump works pretty good until you get down to about 30 degrees, and then you're going to have a little bit of expense. But, you know, I think last year I calculated about 12 or 13 days where my electric heat strip augmented the heat pump. And this year I think we're going to have more than that because we've had some cool weather. So
it's been a little chilly basically since Christmas. So
right.
You know, I've noticed that we try not to pump the heat just because you don't want to dry out like a raisin, you don't want to freeze as well. So, I mean, I know this is crazy. I like to keep my heat 65.
There you go.
I know. Is that weird?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's good. You know,
I don't like it. I can start smelling it if it goes higher.
I hear my mom, my grandma, just put on a jacket, put on a sweatshirt,
yes.
You know, I mean,
because put on some socks.
But the, you know, I grew up in Colorado and I'm part grizzly bear. You would think that, you know, I like my humidity low, but I like the temperature low as well. But the humidity makes a huge impact on how comfortable you are, even in the winter or in the summer.
Wow.
And mostly in the summer, we look at humidity levels that we want to try and get them to where if you're at 40-50%, and it's easy to get that with this kind of weather like we're having right now, 40-50% relative humidity is great. But we see oftentimes 60% and above will grow mold in this climate. You know, you don't have that in Colorado or in Michigan, New Jersey. It's just not that humid all the time. But here we have humidity all year long with, you know, a number, just a few days where it's really, really low. And typically that happens in the winter. So.
Right. But you don't want to wait till, I know it is February, March is going to be upon us before we know it, you know,
and
we're going to be looking into spring cleaning and getting things ready for when it gets a little bit hotter. And you don't want to wait too long to start preparing that spring care for your home and for your air system.
Spring checkups, you know, that long 7 to 8 month grind on your air conditioners right around the corner. Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com, and we'll help you get prepared for what's around the corner. If you need help on the weather or what you have now, or if you know last year that you had a $500 or $600 a month power bill in July or August, now is the time for us to go in the attic and get that stuff addressed.
Yes.
We need to fix that stuff now.
We want to save you some money.
Yeah. You know, not only is your power bill going to be high in July, so is your repair bill because, you know, it's brutal to work in those conditions in the attic when it gets really hot like that. So call us today at Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768. We'll be glad to help you out.
Yes. And like you said, you have Kevin who helps you a ton be able to get into those places where,
oh my gosh,
you might suspect something is happening and you've been ignoring it for a really long time. This is the time. Make that move. We're moving into, especially a lot of people are staying at home. When you're in your house this much, you don't want to put off taking care of the home that you love and you've invested in.
Well, and we found that the longer people have been home through the pandemic, the more they see that there are items or issues that need attention. And that's where Gulf Coast Air Care comes in. Call us, 850-934-2768 at gulfcoastaircare.com.